Hi, guys. We're talking Married at First Sight, Episode 7. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Does anyone know the lyrics to this song?
Not really sure.
Make sure to see it.
It's called Tell Her You Love Her.
Yes, by Echo Smith. Soundtrack of Married at First Sight, my favorite.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our after show. We have so much to talk about tonight. Can't wait to get into it. Make sure to download, rate, and subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. I'm one of your hosts, Jamie Banks, and you can find me at @JamieBanks_ and with me...
Hi, I'm Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yared.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at AllieGirl_.
Also, shout out to everyone in the live chat and everyone who commented on YouTube last week, and also Rose Finucci.
Leslie G, waiting to talk to you girlfriends tonight on that live chat.
Yes.
And everyone out there. So, what were your overall impressions on this episode?
I thought that the overarching theme was communication. Mm-hmm. So, one of my favorite quotes, from George Bernard Shaw. The biggest illusion is that actually communication is happening. No, that is not his exact words, but that's the theme of that as well. Was totally happening with all three couples. All three of them. Communication was lacking. Yeah. So I wasn't surprised, but I like that they showed that side.
Definitely. And I think that we saw a lot of couples, again, face a couple of awkward instances, but they all overcame it in the end. So that was really cool to see. I mean, obviously, we still have some more communication to get through, but as an overall, it was interesting to see those awkward confrontations and see how they worked out.
Definitely. Yeah. So we start out the episode with Derek Skyping his friend, kind of just filling him in on what's happening. What were your impressions about this conversation?
I feel like his friend really obviously knows that Derek, like, has a lot of love to give, because he's like, you know, that really hurts my heart. And I think it hurts everybody's heart. Obviously, there's so much going on right now, and he has over and over again said how much that he wants to make this work. And I think that his friend kind of backing him up in that way, like, wow, okay, like, but he was there and to support him, so it was just really, it's really sad when he says it hurts his heart, because he clearly knows how much Derek has to give.
Yeah, and obviously we see them talking to their friends because they're not together. So we have all these other moments where the couples are doing something and having fun, and Derek has to sit there and Skype his friend. He didn't look upset. I think he was actually really happy to talk to his friend.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, a lot of positivity, a lot of optimism, and a lot of hope is still there, which was great to see. But it was funny. They were like, what?
Yeah.
What? It reminded me of that Lil Wayne commercial where they're pouring champagne on the Samsungs. You guys ever seen that?
I've seen that commercial.
Yeah. They're like, what? Okay. I was like, wow, that's great.
Definitely. It was sad. And it's also sad because I feel like a lot of friends actually don't think it's going to work. I mean, obviously, they hope and they're supporting their friends, but some may have some doubts. So it was kind of sad to see this conversation.
Yeah, I don't think Derek wanted to call his friend and say it's not working. And I think we see where he was surprised. They might let us out before 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We're now at a point where the conversation's going to happen where we could let this go and move forward. And his friend was really shocked about that. Because this is the very first time in Married at First Sight history that this has transpired.
That, what do you mean? That this sudden something like this is happening?
Oh, within week one, that a conversation is happening with the experts to let two individuals out of a contract they signed together to get married.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just wish she could just stick it out and kind of work on it together. And I hope that they can actually, you know, work on this and give it 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's what Derek said. Derek said that at least the 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Calvin's rooting for you. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. And I mean, also, Heather's friend, she had a lot of great things to say. I think she gave great advice because she was like, you know, you basically, this is something that you wanted to do. So I think that you quitting now is not giving yourself as much as you deserve. And I mean, both of them, it is out of, okay, so we're 2 weeks into the six week trial. It's not really trial, but the marriage.
Experiment.
Yeah. Yes. 6 week experiment. So I just think that for her, she kind of keeps going back and forth, though, because you kind of hear her say, I don't know if I can do this. I'm just emotionally drained. And then she's like, but I shouldn't give up yet. And I mean,
you know what I hear a lot of? I hear a lot of explanation from Derek as to why he wants to be married, what about marriage he likes, how. And all we keep hearing from Heather is, I want to be married. Okay, why?
Yeah,
why? Why do you want to be here? What are you here to do? what do you want to represent? I thought that was very interesting. And her friend kind of pointed that out.
Yeah, sure.
You can't back out. You have to keep pushing. Where can you take mm-hmm. responsibility? And again, we don't see her own it. She just kind of...
I feel like she might end up sticking with it, especially because her friend said that. I feel like she can kind of see the voice of reason and say, I want to work on this and see if it works out.
That's a really good point. Anytime a girlfriend says something, we tend to listen to it more than the boyfriend. Unfortunately, even though they're married. They're married. Yeah. You keep saying boyfriend, girlfriend on these episodes.
I know.
But they're married. They're actually married. Yeah. 15 true. Days.
But. Yeah, and she gets reminded that this is not just a dating thing. This is marriage. But
definitely.
But her friend gave great advice to her, so I thought that was good.
You guys should definitely join us on the live chat. We're going to pull that up in a second. We want to hear what you think. So we see Nick and Sonia, and they're looking good to me. I think they're doing well. But then it's interesting because Sonia, on interviews, says it's kind of weird, things aren't going well, but to me they look like they were going well.
I thought they looked like they was going well too. Mm-hmm. They're moving furniture together, they're talking about who wants to cook, who wants to do this, who wants to shower and what shower. No response there, but still I think Sonia's side
note, I feel like that was weird
in.
That she said I'll shower in this shower, you shower in that shower. It was kind of like, can you not use the same bathroom?
I agree. But I think she set that up.
Do you think maybe she was saying that so he'd be like, oh well, we can just use this one?
Yeah,
like, she's putting out feelers like, okay, this is what I want to know at this point. So she's just kind of seeing what he's going to come back with.
I think she already knows that he's not going to come back with much. So she's throwing the fishing line out there, but she needs to be the aggressor.
Yeah.
Deep down, I feel she is the one that's more aggressive. Again, mm-hmm. I will never let go of the amazing shoes that Dr. Pepper pulled out of your closet, girlfriend. Shows us a lot. But I think that she is definitely more of the initiator, if I should say, than him.
Yeah, he keeps saying how he's introverted, and mm-hmm. he even said like his communication is that he is going to sit back and kind of not tell them exactly how he feels because he doesn't need to do that. But Sonia needs, like we talked about, like she needs like the words about, she even said, I need touch, I need mm-hmm. like words, I need to know these things. And he's just like, oh, well, I think that I can tell it off someone's face.
I think it was interesting the point that you just made, though. You see both of them in their interviews. In that first scene, Nick is, things are going great. Things are going well. So he's like, things are okay. I think they could be better. That was apples and oranges. I was not expecting to hear that much of a difference.
No, especially because last episode, you know, we were so Team Sonic. Everything was going great. They seemed very happy. They seemed like they were only going to go further. But I feel like we see them take a small step back because Sonia's getting more forward in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think Nick's up there too, obviously, but he's not letting her know that.
And she wants the sexual recognition. Like, I think this is really at the core of it, mm-hmm. Is the sex.
And I don't know if it has to be sexual, but maybe just holding hands or a little hugging or cuddling. I feel like she's not even getting that.
Hey, at least they sat on the same couch.
Yes, they did. They were really into it. No, I could. That was a huge thing last time because you're like, why are they sitting on opposite sides of the couch?
Yes, his arm was around her and so forth. I mean, thank God, Dr. Pepper. I like that these experts come to visit them. So they do cut into that where Dr. Pepper comes to visit them and she gets curious and, hey, how's it going? I was surprised. What did you guys think about Sonia saying 5 and Nick saying 8?
I was shocked. Completely. Sorry, Jamie, what were you going to say?
Just 5 is so low.
I'm
not even like 7.
That's exactly the other thing. I was thinking, okay, if she gives us 7, that means we're on the right track. But if 5 is like, that's like not even average at this point, because considering their great chemistry right off the bat of like loving each other's humor and personality, you'd think at least like give him a 6.5. Like,
Leslie G says that Nick is going to kick himself when he watches this. And I don't know, that could be true. It's interesting because I know Sonia says that they have such similar communication styles. And I wonder, do you think the past boyfriends she's had, do you think they've been like very outgoing and saying like, oh, I love you, and like all these romantic, emotional things? Because I feel like she's not used to having someone so shy.
So from my understanding, she has one very serious relationship that she's been in that's like stuck with her. That is what is navigating her entire experience through this. So whether or not she's used to having someone be verbal, she needs validation. Mm-hmm. I think she's always been like that with her parents and everything.
Yeah, and she has talked about how, like, I need that physical touch. I need that, you know, extra step. But also, I can't help but think that this situation, too, is that you're thrown into something where you know they all did this for security. They all did this to be secure. So when you're in that sense of security and you already are married, you kind of are like, only force your brain wants you to go even further than where you already are. So I think that's one thing that's holding them back, because he's like, oh, well, I'm doing this to get to the finish line, which is like eventually later on. And she's like, well, I'm already there. So why aren't we having this feeling?
Mm-hmm. Interesting dynamics, because I don't want to jump ahead, but you see that Dr. Pepper brings that up with Tom and Lillian, that mm-hmm. she's jumping ahead.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But if you really listen to Nick, he's always forward talking. We say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He's planning for the future, even more so than she is. So I kind of disagree with you in that sense, that he's not saying, I'm here and you're there. It seems to me they're on the exact same page. It's intimacy. It's that sexual... It's that intimacy, that touching, that feel, like she said. That's kind of getting in that
Sonic
way.
Sonic the Hedgehog just said something really hilarious. He or she said, 5 shows she wants a little more in the bedroom, and I don't mean the dogs.
It's
yeah.
so true, because
I feel like Sonia isn't really expressing how scared she is of dogs. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's told him she's kind of scared, but I don't think she's said, I'm terrified of dogs, because she doesn't like that he doesn't understand that.
Yeah, she has not said the not Rottweiler, St. Bernard. She has not told him the St. Bernard story.
Oh,
we have not
right.
seen that happen.
You're right.
She has mm-hmm. not done that. She's also not saying what she wants emotionally, which is being pointed out. She is waiting, which Nick has referenced a multitude of times. I'm waiting on her to get comfortable with me.
Yeah.
Once mm-hmm. she opens up to me, I will change. I will make changes. But I have to say, if someone asked me to put Moksha on the floor, man, my dog and I'd be really sad. I'd be like, I can't do
how
it,
can
man.
You
I
fit,
can't do
like,
it.
Like 4 or 5 bodies in the same bed.
I guess it depends on how big the bed is.
Their bed looked really comfy and great. She was even like, there's an extra, bench for the dog.
Yeah.
I thought it looked.
But it's interesting that Dr. Pepper, as soon as Leslie G just pointed this out, as soon as Dr. Pepper said, hey, the dogs, she said, I'm uncomfortable. Nick said, okay. Dogs on the floor.
Yeah, which I feel like that is a huge thing, especially because he has lived alone and had these dogs forever. So the fact that he's willing to sacrifice that, I think it shows that he really is willing to try. Not to contradict what I was saying earlier,
yeah.
but I think that in terms of like the emotional standpoint, he doesn't realize that he needs to go further. And I think that's what I was meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't
gotcha.
Realize that he needs to give more because he thinks that he should just be getting it from her, which that's not fair either.
Agreed.
Yeah, very
agreed.
True.
Agreed.
I think they both are really open to change and mm-hmm. compromise, which is
yeah.
very important. And I think so are Tom and Lillian. They're looking great together.
Yeah.
They look like a couple, a married couple in this house.
Yes. Just like Dr. Pepper said, it's so natural.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. It's great. The kid conversation, you know me, I had to pat myself there. I was like, woo, premonitions of them talking about children. Lillian's fears about those kids before Dr. Pepper got there. I can see where his language seemed
like
kids aren't desirable for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did kind of the way he worded it, but he did go back on it. Because he said, well, I'm not meaning that I don't ever want to have them. I just mm-hmm. can't imagine that right now because we're on such an early stage, which is true. But like we were talking about earlier, it's kind of hard when you're in the situation to not jump like 5,000 steps ahead because you're already at one of those the closest moment you're going to get with somebody
Definitely.
Is marriage.
I thought it was amazing when Lillian brought up the point to Dr. Pepper about Tom putting blockades in front of them. So it's mm-hmm. almost like Tom's not talking about them like they
yeah.
are married. We
mm-hmm.
said that last week.
Yeah.
Just with that post-snap. Hey, we're married. It's not, hey, if we stay there, if we get there, we're here,
yeah.
let's move forward with it. So again,
right.
another mindful moment for her where she just blew me out of the water.
Interesting. But then to Tom's perspective, he's basically saying that she's calling this a deal breaker. And to have deal breakers, that means you're not really in a committed marriage. So I see both sides. It's kind of confusing because you're right. You want to look and say you're going to be married forever, but then you've only known them for 2 weeks. So it's a very weird spot to be talking about kids with someone you just met.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think the great point with the deal breaker, the fact that she brought that up, I think that was a jab, the deal breaker,
yeah.
to shut it down. And I think that Tom was good with the way that he responded to that.
Yeah. I think that both of them, like Lillian, I think her sense of composure in this entire experience is very like... I think she's so mature. She's taking a look at everything. She's really assessing it. Okay, these are his feelings. This is how mm-hmm. I feel. How can I make that work together? And, you know, obviously we see the confessional of one of her saying, like, I don't know if I could do that. And then the other confessional, it's like, I understand now why that might have came off as, like, I want kids now. But, like, that's mm-hmm. not what, like, we can work together on this. And she's like, eventually maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
I loved it that she... First of all, again, Dr. Pepper pointing out communication, then her saying that the feedback was directed towards her, and she was like, I don't blame her. Women are crazy. I loved it. I was like, yes, they are.
They're both very intelligent and wise about everything. Yes. I feel like they're really open to working on the relationship and moving forward instead of kind of criticizing each other or what the experts have to say, too.
So as much as I don't want to admit it, I feel like that's because they have the intimacy. That's because they immediately engaged with each other.
And they're the only ones who have, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that has something to do with it. Don't worry, I won't say the word. But I think that's a part of it. What do you guys think?
I think that, honestly, they have opened up with each other, not just intimately, but they've opened up with each other on, like, an emotional level. Because we saw, like, from the day that they got married, they were talking about their dads. And she was like, I saw that, like, you, it was something, a gift or something, and she was like, I noticed that you didn't have that, and then they talked about that from the get-go. So I think that they have really understood an emotional, like,
there's a connection there because there's been a gap. Yeah. I wrote that down, too. There's been a gap. It's almost why we might see Heather not responding to Derek in a good way, because Heather has those married parents, that love that's there.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people have those upbringings, it's difficult for them to connect to people outside of their family circle. So what we see with Lillian and Tom is a complete embrace of family. Just like, he's my family now. Yeah. She's my family now. That was huge.
I love that. It was also interesting because Dr. Pepper said that Lillian needs to understand that Tom's love may be incremental rather than instant. And that was so interesting because I feel like some, like maybe Sonia, maybe Nick, are looking at it as incremental too, but then maybe Lillian just wants that reassurance right then. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think the incremental is wise, but at the same time, we have 6 weeks.
Very true.
Yeah.
You know, they're experiencing things that people take years to experience.
Yeah.
Can they go incremental? Can they not? I think I would go full throttle.
I think so, too, because getting into this, I have a little bit of a struggle when I hear certain things about going slow or going fast. And obviously, we see Sonic, and they are talking about how they want to be friends. They want to build that first friend dynamic. But at the same time, I feel like when you're in such a stimulated environment such as this, where you're getting married, you're moving in with someone after knowing them for 2 weeks, it's like, why not? Like, go all in. And, like, maybe, and, like, that's kind of the issue is that we're seeing is that some of them are, I think, nervous to go all in. Because they're all a little hesitant as to what the other's going to think. But then they also themselves are a little worried about what happens when I go all in because they've all been hurt.
And we've all seen the past seasons. The first season was the only one where we have two couples that are still married.
Yeah.
The other seasons, no one's married. So that is obviously something to be fearful of.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think that Nick's mom pushes him to move faster.
Love her, by the way. She's
awesome.
Amazing.
She's so great. And I love that I feel like her and Sonia have a great connection, and, like, she always feels comfortable to tell her how she's actually feeling. And she's like, well, she knows Nick's feelings more than I do, knows the insides and outs. So, like, you know, that is great that she's able to have that connection with his mother. And she even said, I love this. I love cooking with them. Like, yeah. I love, like, they just have a great dynamic.
I believe that's why Sonia and Nick, Sonic, had the dynamic that they have. That's all I want. I want to be making meatballs and learning family recipes with somebody's
so
mother.
Cute.
It's adorable.
I love how Nick's mom, or Sonia to Nick's mom, was saying, well, you don't get anything unless you ask for it. To me, that was so funny because it was kind of like, okay, yeah, he's a guy, so yeah. And then second, not to be sexist. And then second, because he's shy. So I feel like, you know, you do have to be kind of bold sometimes if you're working with someone who's a little more shy.
She's so bold and so outgoing. Obviously, Nick's shy.
Yeah, well, it's so funny, though, because to see his mom and how outward she is, it's funny to see how he's, like, so like, quiet and, like, in, like he says, introverted.
Makes total sense to me, because she's always probably was the one talking and going after it.
True.
So what did you think when Nick's, is it his stepdad or just his mom's boyfriend?
Mom's boyfriend.
His mom's boyfriend was talking to Nick and says, so do you think it's going to work?
At first, I think
he said, I don't. And then he couldn't finish the sentence. So it was like, what does that mean?
I was on the edge of my seat when I heard that. Because it was like, I don't. And then, like, we got a bunch of jumbled, like, no's or confused. Nobody knew. And then finally he's like, yes. And that was very relieving to hear, because it's like, wait a second, what's happening? Because we just had this, like, so far we think that they're, like, amazing together, and then we got confused. But luckily...
He says, I can't complete a sentence. Like, if you hear it, and there after that he goes, I just can't complete a sentence, which shows how nervous he is.
Yeah.
Which shows how much he's engaged.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get out the yes. It, like, made him want to vomit or something. But,
but also, his stepdad... I loved
mother's boyfriend.
Oh, sorry. Mother's boyfriend. My bad. I loved how he was, like, telling him experiences of his past relationships and how they didn't work out and what he wasn't getting in return. And so that was really great for, I think, Nick to hear, because he was like, oh, well, you know, my communication probably could be better. And obviously we see Sonia is that type where she's needing more of that reassurance.
That's the one time I feel I saw Nick not authentic.
Really?
When he made the statement after the chit-chat in regards to, oh, it was nice to hear that communication blocked their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that resonates with me. Whatever he said, I remember being like, oh, he didn't really, it didn't get him. It still did not click for him in that moment to start talking more.
So at the dinner, when they're actually eating their food, Nick's mom says, basically, you need to be more open in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. Was that awkward? Was that called for?
I think it was called for. And the secret looks that everybody kept throwing at Sonia, hilarious. That, to me, is a family dynamic already.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be together. I hope they're going to be together.
I think so, too. And like I said, I mean, having a strong relationship with his mom already, I think really speaks volumes of how they're going to end up together and how their relationship could blossom into something beautiful.
What did you guys think of the families entering so much? I don't remember in former seasons having the families come in for all these interactions.
I kind of wonder if it's because there's so little action between Heather and Derek that they kind of need to throw in something else, or maybe they're just trying to make it more dynamic and kind of just give us some more things to look at.
That's a really good point. I liked it too. I think it's important to see how they chit chat with each other, what that experience is like. It makes it more real.
Yeah. Totally. I think that just having the sister come in and you were seeing, you know, Lillian open up in a way that we haven't seen yet. And so we were, like, just seeing them have their conversations, and they even talked about the bus. And she was just having, it's just nice to see that side, because you're kind of only seeing the lovey-dovey, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And they're being on their confessionals, they're only telling you what you maybe should, like, we need to hear more. And I feel like we got that with the sister coming in.
For sure. Definitely. And then I think we also got that when Lillian was putting on her makeup in the morning before Emma came over. Tom was like, oh, is this making you nervous that we've only been together 2 weeks? She's like, no, I watch Emma a lot. Does this make you nervous? I was like, yes, another, like, just direct hit.
It was good, because I feel like he liked it more than he thought. He actually was able to babysit her. And it was so funny, because she was totally testing him the whole time. She was watching his reactions, watching to see if he's going to make a good dad.
hands down. I still to this day believe that men make better stay-at-home dads than moms, because they have that one-track mind, which is great for a lot of things. They can have fun with kids. They don't get bored with blowing bubbles, with playing with ships, and, like, I still believe that, and we see that with Tom. He's like, oh, it's not that bad. You want to play, what do you say, ice hockey or something? What do they play?
They're playing air hockey,
okay,
right?
So sports, and it's always funny. I always feel like guys ask the daughters to play a sport. Why not ever dolls? Why not dolls, you know? I don't know. But I think
they
he
might
did so
find
well.
It more fun. Who
right,
knows?
Right. I think he did so well with the kids. I thought that was great.
Yeah,
it was great. It was really also good. Interesting, because Lillian was talking to her sister about the whole bus situation. And I remember Allie and I were like, why does it matter now? Because you're living in the new house. Does it really matter what his old living situation was?
Did you catch that, though? Unless they cut it, it seemed to me like he still lives in the bus.
But they're living together in the new place.
I mean, are they? Are they not? Is this a setup?
What's the deal, guys?
What is the deal? Don't burst our bubble. We want you to be together.
I guess it's like temporary living, right? So maybe they still own their other properties in case it doesn't work.
I think that might be the case. I was wondering about that too. But also, I'm really confused, because why would it matter?
Yeah.
You know, like, you, this is something that you accepted and you stated, I accept it. So, like, but then again, obviously we don't, maybe they haven't talked about it yet. So it was like a fun thing to just kind of, like, almost not gossip, but in a way just like, she was like, oh yeah, this is kind of how I was feeling when I heard it. But you know what? Now it's all good. It's fine. At first it was just initial shock.
Yeah.
I think it was something she just needed to get off her chest, you know, because obviously I don't, she told Tom how it made her feel in the beginning and he kind of understood, but then slowly but surely it was unraveling.
Speaking of getting things off the chest, I can't remember ever seeing a cell phone in any of these individuals' hands throughout these shows. Have you guys seen the cell phone?
No, they probably limit it. Because, I mean, it'd be so boring to watch them text. Like,
I think I saw Nick have one. Oh, no, that's because he was looking at the questions. Because I think they were doing pillow talk and they had the phone in their hand.
Okay, yes.
Reading the questions.
Yes, but that's interesting. I have yet to see the cell phone. So when you just mentioned she wanted to tell somebody, maybe she didn't get the chance yet.
Very true. Very good point. Because I feel like it's a lot better bonding when you don't have those distractions, too. So it's really just like, okay, you're hanging out. Let's talk.
Yes, I like the more exposure we got to see about Lillian being a beast when she wakes up. Yeah. Tom looked really scared in that moment. Like, what was she talking about? What's going on? And then she started laughing about being asleep, but that food looked good.
Definitely. And I just...
It was making me hungry.
Oh my God, me too.
The guacamole, guacamole, the meatballs. I was like, seriously? Can I come over for
dinner?
Yes.
They're all good cooks.
Yes.
And I love that Tom was just so open. He's just like, okay, this is my sister now. This is my family.
How amazing was that? How amazing was that?
Sorry, we have Amanda Vinnie said, a yellow cheese bus.
Yes.
That's what the sister called me. She's like, what is this, a yellow cheese bus that we're driving to school? I thought that was so funny.
Yes. And then later when they were in the bed together, they're just cuddling, but it looked very intimate. I mean, they looked like in love, honestly.
Oh, yeah. The end of the episode, you're saying? Absolutely. We're really seeing two people that are embracing this moment, embracing this experience together. Unlike Heather and Derek, where we now have been brought to our attention from Amanda that we did see the cell phone when Heather was on her phone on the way to the airport and so forth. Just disengaged.
Oh, that's true.
Disengaged. That's a really good point.
Very
completely
true.
Disengaged. Why we're here now. Why we are here now.
Yeah.
Giving that. What did you guys think? We saw barely any of them. And when we did, it was talking to the friends. We've touched on that lightly, but we still heard and saw them by themselves when she was pontificating whether to get back together with him or not.
I like that she's at least open to the idea of continue it, just because I feel like she could just be so closed off and being like, no, we're over. So she does want to think about it, and I think she does still want it to work out. I think she's just kind of scared at this point.
I think she's more concerned with her being a quote-unquote failure. She's making this a person problem as opposed to a process problem. It's not about her working out with Derek. It's about her looking like a failure. I feel like her friend's comment kind of supported that. Mm-hmm. Leslie G also said earlier, which I totally agreed with, hey, I'm really tired of them saying, oh, it's Heather and Derek's decision. No, it's pretty much Heather's at this point.
Yeah.
Derek has made it very clear, as we said. He's ready. He wants to go.
And he's said so many times, I will do whatever it takes. I just want to make this work. Like, I came into this experience to make it, to put in as much effort as I possibly could. So it is on her. And then obviously we're still waiting for this answer to come out.
I was so furious when they
cut it right there. And it's like, so do you want to be together? And it's like, no, we've tried a whole nother week.
Definitely leaving us in a cliffhanger. But it was interesting because when Derek was talking to the pastor, Heather, you noticed a little editing trick. It looked like there was a voiceover that Derek basically was saying, I wish it had worked out, like randomly cut. It was kind of like weird. I don't know if that's telling or if they just needed him to elaborate a little bit more so they added it in later. But that was just a little bit odd.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how the voice and fluctuation, obviously because we're in the business, I think we noticed that.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of fans or viewers would notice that, but there was an edit where when he asked about the experience, he thought it was, or he hoped it would go well, something along those lines, right where we had to know more about what his thoughts and feelings were.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty interesting to see, along with the fact that the same conversation happened about what he wants, what the expectations were, what he's hoping for. And then there was that mix and match of the texting. So I texted her and she didn't respond back.
Yeah.
So that was a mistake. Derek did say that she did text back. Mm-hmm. It was very short. When he texted her again, more long to get more in depth, which is right where we see the edit in the show.
Right.
She didn't respond back to that. So just to clarify for fans that might want to beat him up, he did admit that she did text back initially.
Yeah.
After that, hey, let's try to take this communication further. She did not engage in that conversation.
And I feel like it was fine that she wanted that space to really think about it. She did respond and she said, hey, thanks for your message. I'm thinking about things. So I think that was good. And I think it's fine that she wanted to have that space and think about it.
Silence.
I was going to say, I think she must be used to special treatment. I'm shocked that the lawyers, the editors, everybody is giving them the opportunity to have this space. There has been fights, a lot of stuff that's happened at Married at First Sight with these seasons. no couple has ever been able to do this. So I don't know mm-hmm. what was said. I don't know what transpired. Yeah. But for them to get that space, I disagree with you. I don't think it's fair.
So you think that they should be just forced? Like, basically, they should be like, Heather, you signed up for it. Just stick it out. You don't get this decision.
Absolutely. You are married. I think Pastor Calvin said that a multitude yeah. of times. Mm-hmm. This wasn't dating.
Right.
You didn't sign up for a date. She said it at her bachelor party. Oh, something about being a hookup or casual. We talked about that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Very surprised.
It is. Yeah. I mean, she did sign a contract, so that's why I'm confused. But she hasn't ended things yet. So.
Right.
Yeah. I did notice something like whenever I hear anything about Heather, I'm just confused because I feel like we actually don't hear her talk that much. Whenever she's in a scene with somebody, we never really hear her talk. We heard the friend talk, and then it was just like a yeah or an okay. I don't know what, I feel like there's something that we don't know, or I'm not really sure, but I feel like we've only heard like a couple of things come out, which was like, it's emotionally draining, I'm tired, I need to figure this out. But I feel like we haven't heard anything else. Like, I feel like if she would have maybe told other people exactly what those real feelings are. Because there's something deeper than just, I'm tired, this is emotionally draining. I don't know. Feel like there's something missing.
And then there's some people who can't talk yeah. like that. There's some yeah. people who do not have the mental capacity, are not that emotional intelligent, aren't aware of their feelings. That's most likely her.
Yeah,
we are seeing is a large gap here where she's repeating the same stuff. Mm-hmm. Not sure if she's capable of expressing her feelings. We do see her at least own a lot of things that transpired
yeah.
when they get to talk together, Derek, Heather, and Pastor Calvin.
Yeah,
she does admit things that happened that she tried to avoid.
True. I like that she was open about it. She says one of the first issues was the lifestyle differences, which means the smoking.
And what happened?
And then,
when she brought it to his attention, what happened next? As soon as she said, I don't like that, what did he do?
He stopped.
Yeah. He stopped. Yeah. He stopped.
Yeah, and when I heard that, it was kind of shocking because obviously that episode that we saw this happen, it was a fight that happened like throughout the whole night into the next day. And she did admit that she tried to make things better, which... We saw some effort, which I thought was great. But at the same time, I feel like there's just some sort of... I think that she's being a little selfish. And that's why I'm saying there's something that we're not seeing. Because I'm not saying that, you know, she's completely that. And Derek, obviously, he has his faults, too.
Yeah, but, jumped to conclusions. And
yeah,
he did hold it in.
Yeah, I wonder when you're saying there's something that we're not seeing. Either, as you said, Heather, she's not emotionally responding in the interviews. Or they're editing things out that she's saying.
Yeah.
Whether it's to make her look better or worse, I really don't know. Because I haven't
exactly.
seen all the footage.
That's what I've been trying to figure out. Because when I watch him, like, I so badly want to, like, understand how she's feeling, and I want to, like, you know, root for her. But I feel like there's not enough I'm hearing about what's going on with their relationship on her side that I just kind of am like, oh, well, obviously it's making her seem like she's some way. We don't know her personally, but from what we're watching, it only seems that way.
Well, they're trying. As Leslie G just pointed out, the pastor said, don't you see that this is someone trying? Don't you mm-hmm. see... It's pulling teeth, ladies. Trying
yeah.
to get that detail is pulling teeth. Like we said last week, I believe yeah. they're really trying to paint her in a good picture. We just don't have a lot of content to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, very true. And I liked how Pastor Calvin said, is there something you could be missing out on in this relationship? And to me, it looked like she nodded and kind of is like, yes.
Yeah.
I think she sees that there is a possibility she could be missing out on.
Mm-hmm. Not sure if she gets it. CP, as part of me pointed out, when Derek texted her, she did say she sent a short answer.
Mm-hmm.
Very surface, that's it. Maybe that's what she's capable of. Maybe that's the deal here. It's okay. Sometimes if you don't, I don't know her upbringing. I will never try to understand
yeah.
and meaning be offensive or defensive about it. That's not fair. Everyone has
no,
the right
yeah.
to be how they are. But sometimes if you don't go through a lot of hardship and you do experience a really great upbringing, it's hard to look into things
because mm-hmm.
you didn't have to face a lot of it.
Hmm. I have no comment on her upbringing, but
yeah.
one thing that we didn't touch upon was the hammock between hammock talk between Nick and Sonia. So first he puts her hand on her heart, and to me it looks so awkward. They both said it was awkward, and it was just, it didn't seem like it was like an emotional romantic moment of them touching each other. It was just like forced and weird.
She seemed really upset about that in the confessional part. We got another cut short part of her too saying that he put his hand on her chest or something. She said one line and then they cut it, and she looked really upset.
Yeah, her eyes looked like they were watering. So yeah. I feel like, and that was, it seemed as if she had left the hammock and then went and talked to the confessional, and so right. She was clearly upset about that, which what he said wasn't fair.
So basically, what did he say? He said, so, I think I wrote it down, but basically, like, oh, well, I've known you for 2 weeks, you're awesome, but I'm not in love with you. Ouch! She never said that she was in love with you.
I was so confused, though. I was so confused. The hand on the heart, tell me something that you like about me, or something like that.
Yeah.
I like you because you're allowing me to not be open right now.
Yeah,
and she goes, okay, in saying that, why are you being closed off? And that was his response. Definitely thought it was jumping, but not sure how out of line it was. To me, it showed that he's already thinking of love. To me, it actually showed me the reverse. His mind is already there. For her, she got uncomfortable when he brought up love. But did I ever say that I loved you? I didn't understand that response.
But I think that might be just like where their personalities might be a little bit different for each other, because Sonia does need those signs of reassurance. And we saw this in a couple episodes before, that when he says these things like...
He
jumped ahead. I forget what it was. Like, I'm not ready to do something.
Sex. It was in bed. They were talking about your favorite thing.
So they were talking about it, and she was like, well, and then like they got defensive. So I feel like it's like that's where they kind of are differing in that sense, that she was like, okay, she takes that as an offense because he's saying I'm not in love with you. That makes her automatically go to, is he not going to love me?
Right.
I think that's where that.
Okay, I see that perspective. I definitely see where she would be offended because she's gotten nothing.
Exactly.
So she's gotten nothing, and I'm not in love with you.
Yeah, so if it's like, I'm not in love with you, just so you know, it's like, okay, well, that's not something you tell somebody. Mm-hmm. When you're, I mean, he didn't mean for it to come out that way, and I think he, like, probably retracted it, like, oh, whoops. But, I mean, think about it. If you're dating somebody and they say, just so you know, I'm not in love with you yet, and you're like,
ouch, yeah, I know. And love is such a strong word. I wish he had just said, well, you're awesome, and, you know, the emotions are growing romantically, but right now I just really like you as a person, and I want to see where it goes. That would be so much
better. That
would
be great.
What she's saying in the confessional, but the fans clearly that are tuning in with us right now agree, and we saw when he was attempting to have a conversation with his mom's boyfriend, he can't even speak a full sentence. He's just not good at articulating. Which makes me think that he really does like her a lot.
Yeah, yes. I think he doesn't. I think he definitely didn't mean to say that, but it did come out very wrong.
Yeah.
I hope they're still together right now, and I hope Sonia's watching these episodes and saying, oh yeah, he liked me this whole time.
Yeah.
I wish I had known that.
I will say he had a really good point. He's opening up. Mm-hmm. She's getting upset every time. So she's walking out. We, at least from the cuts we're seeing, she walks out every time he cuts to total truth. Harsh or not, he's being real. She gets upset. She walks away.
She's very emotional. I'm very emotional, too, so I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's definitely another gap and block with communication. Even though they're communicating, it's putting up that stone wall right there that he can't. So for a man that is already uncomfortable opening up and verbalizing, to have that result is 10 times...
Yeah, that
does. Very true.
And I think maybe that kind of makes sense now, because it takes so much to get those things out of him that when he says it, it comes out like, I didn't mean to say that. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, but then he feels that he just opened up so much to her that she is like jumping on him. So then that makes him feel like, well, man, how am I supposed to ever say anything?
Oh, that's so very true. Never thought about
that. Totally. Well, she admits it, though. She does say, like, I'm insecure. I'm a woman. I'm going to be insecure right now. And that's okay.
And she does say, I need those things, which is great. And I think that's why she's trying to hold back and not be so, I need this, I need this. So I think that's why she walks away. She's like, I don't want to overstimulate the situation. Like, she
I have to say that. As much as I hate that she walks away, I love that she's in that moment. I don't want to say anything I don't mean. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get emotional. Let me take a breather. Boom.
I really need to try that, because I feel like I don't do that. I feel like I will just stay there and then get kind of more emotional about it. I wish I should just be like, okay, I'm just going to take a breather.
Yeah, it's a good tactic to say that. You know what? I'm going to take a breather. What you said, I think this didn't align with our conversation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it after I cool down. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. But the, okay, I'm out.
Not expected. Okay. but like we've said, like we've seen, apparently that worked for them last time. So, you know, some people might not, that wouldn't be the best thing for them, but I think maybe they'll come back and they'll be like,
oh, totally.
Okay, because they that's what they did. They dispersed, they came back, and they're like, this is what I was feeling when you said that.
So that's why, for me, at least this episode, Tom and Lillian are ahead of the game. They're my number one pick.
Yeah.
They handle it right in the moment. They talk about it in the moment. Lillian literally gets her, you know, emo intel. That's my short term for emotional intelligence in check. Tom does too. Okay, maybe what I said was a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's intimacy.
Definitely.
So they're definitely the top.
I think Tom and Lillian are my number one pick too. Let's get into some predictions.
Ooh.
Oh, predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All righty. So, it's me first.
Yes,
right?
It's you first.
Always. we have the same thing every time. No, okay. So, I think that I am going to say Heather and Derek are going to continue. I'm just going for it. I feel like they're going to continue. And I feel like she's going to actually put in a lot more effort than we're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they'll end up together, but I think that she'll at least have gone through this experience knowing that she deserves it for herself. Tom and Lillian, I honestly, like, next episode, I don't even know what could possibly get better. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, because of the previews, I'm really worried about that, because it kind of mm-hmm. sounds like a personal, like, something's wrong, so that's kind of scary. That's not like a prediction, but, you know, I'm just, like, thinking about it. But anyways, so I don't really have too many predictions for them right now. But then also with Nick and Sonia, I think that there's going to be a really big barrier broken. I think that something is going to make them really come, like, they are going to be separated for, like, maybe a day or something. And then they'll come back and they'll be like, wow, like, okay, this is what I actually really, really want right now.
Maybe it's the tantric healer that brings
them
together.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
My predictions for next week. I think that Lillian lost her job. That's what I believe the news is. I think Lillian lost her job. So my prediction is that she either got let go from the firm that she works for in real estate, or one of her revenue streams has been cut. That's my prediction. Mm-hmm. That's all I got for you, ladies and gentlemen.
I think with Tom and Lillian, I think Lillian, something bad is going to happen to her. I really don't want it to, but I feel like maybe she has like a sickness, or maybe a death in the family. It just seems like it's very major, and that he's going to have to really be there for her to comfort her and console her. And then Heather and Derek, I agree with you, Allie. I think they're going to stay together for this next round. And I think that they're going to work on it and hopefully can stay together in the long run. I hope Heather continues the process and likes him more and more.
Yeah.
And then who am I forgetting? Nick and Sonia.
Yeah.
Sonic. I feel like they might have a big fight next episode. I feel like Sonia might end up saying, you need to tell me how you feel about me, or show me some more emotional affection here, and I feel like hopefully it'll turn into a breakthrough.
She did say something about potentially being lesbian.
What? Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. So the previous tantric, the eye gazing, she was like, I am so thinking I'm a lesbian right now.
Well, I did not hear that.
It was probably a joke, right?
It was a joke. Yeah. It was
that's funny, though. I mean,
maybe
whatever.
Maybe not. Maybe that's what's going to get Nick excited. We don't know, but we hope he gets excited, right?
Oh, my goodness. You guys should definitely let us know what you think. Go ahead and comment on our YouTube video and also on iTunes and tweet us what you think. You can tweet me at @JamieBanks_, and where can they find you guys?
As always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
And you can find me on Twitter at @AllieGirl_.
Big shout out to everyone in the live chat. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.